God bless thee all, shipmates of the future. The name's Piper, Diggory Piper, perhaps the most famous Cornish pirate that ever lived. Today, my duty is to serve as the humble prologue to this piece of operatic fancy. So listen carefully to me. 400 years ago, I was licensed by Her Majesty, the first Queen Elizabeth, as a privateer. So I took my lovely ship, the Sweepstake, and went a-roaming the high seas, looking for Spanish treasure to loot. I liked the looting, by St. Christopher I did, and I did a lot of it too. I am a romantic, you see, high maintenance. But the high seas, oh no, no, no. I preferred the calm waters of the English Channel, where I could plunder during the day, and at nighttime strum my lute and indulge my feminine artistic side with my old musical mucker, John Dowland. I wasn't too fussed which ships I looted either, Spanish, Dutch, English, it didn't matter to me. I am a pirate after all. Pirates aren't picky. We're dreamers, grand dreamers. We're not all bloodthirsty thugs. Of course, that attitude got me into trouble in the end. But then we use our imaginations to help wriggle out of tricky corners. It's funny how odd bits and pieces you pick up beachcombing in Falmouth can acquire magical, poetic powers. I digress. This is not my story, although I do figure in it. Pivotal, you might call me, in fact. But I shan't spoil the ending. For this is the tale of the second most famous Cornish pirate that ever lived, my old comrade in arms, Lady Mary Killigrew. A lady pirate, I hear you gasp. Why, yes, indeed. We Elizabethans could be decidedly unconventional. It all began around Christmastide, 1583, in the Grand Hall of Arwenack House.
"'Tis a feast of misrule, and God makes a fool of the high and almighty. He shakes order awry, raises earth to the sky, and every soul has changed their role just for a day. It is the way."
"Betty, Betty, this is so exciting."
"I know.
I love the feast of misrule."
"Me too.
How I wish it could go on forever."
"Oh yes.
We're upside down tonight in this hall.
I've got to go back to wearing coarse felt and lockrum, having had a day floating in lovely soft silk.
But it's all so constricting to have to wear the whole time stuffy ruffs and corsets and lace and that ilk.
We're all made of clown.
Ain't your skin like mine getting irritated?
Cause the world's upside down.
No, tonight I'm fine. I feel liberated.
'Tis a feast in this room, and God makes a fool of the high and the mighty.
Turn wrong, turn right.
He shakes order awry, raises earth to the sky, and every soul must change their role just for a day. It is the way."
"Look, there's the Mayor of Falmouth, dressed as Mulcut Purse, that old thief from the market.
They have a lot in common, those two. Only one of them steals legitimately."
"I want the turtle cake, Parry. When will it come?"
"After the entertainments at midnight, ma'am."
"There's the bishop himself,
disguised as an elf,
and the heir of the manor,
in the clothes of a tanner,
and Cecil the gardener, dressed up as a partner.
We're all made a clown.
The queen herself must sweep the floor,
cause the world's upside down.
When will the penniless rule the world once more?
'Tis a feast in this room, and God makes a fool of the high and the mighty.
Turn wrong, turn
right. He shakes order awry, raises earth to the sky, and every
so much change, there are just for a day. It is the way
the world
has turned upside down.
Look, it's Sir John, ma'am, as Tom a Bedlam.
No, no, dear Betty, it's one of the players.
Pray bend your ears for the tale of the holy fool, Tom O'Bedlam. He hadn't a penny to his name, but he knew truth from lies.
From the hag and the hungry goblin, that into rags would rend Tom. The spirit that stands by the naked man in the Book of Moons defend Tom. For all your robes, your buckles fine, must one day be forsaken. So shed thy lace and go with Tom abroad to beg your bacon.
Come day or maid, be not afraid, poor Tom will injure no one.
Go abroad, forsake my roughs,
with a host of furious fancies, whereof I am commander, with a burning spear and a horse of air, to the wilderness I wander, by a night of ghosts and shadows, I summoned them to tourney.
Come day or maid, be not afraid, poor Tom will injure no one.
Furious fancies,
no one,
wandering beyond the world's end.
No one,
I could do with a bit of that.
Now let us commence the final entertainment, for soon it will be midnight.
We have a wild and terrible tale to tell you, if you so desire it, of an Irish girl who grew into a pirate.
Born in the valley, a very low station,
Chris and O'Malley with little expectation.
Serving God or men could be my only fate, but then I am a pirate's daughter.
Grace was 17 to be a pirate, just a dream,
until a raven caught her.
Spells were whispered in her ear, and soon it became very clear that everyone would learn to fear this team.
Grace O'Malley,
Grace O'Malley, pirate queen.
Her pirate daddy was wild as could be, every chance he had he always put to sea.
When one day his crew was planning a raid, she said,
I'll come too, cause I am not afraid.
Truly, Grace, my dear, as a girly buccaneer, you will falter. Your courage will be failing long before we set to sailing for Gibraltar.
My destiny awaits for me out there, it's meant to be.
Clearly she had fled.
Believe in me and you will see I dare to dream.
Grace O'Malley, pirate queen.
So I cut off all my hair, yes, I shaved my head bare, so my doll would never dare say no.
Didn't seem like Grace would budge.
I'll not stay here like a drudge. If God's up there, let him judge. Let's go!
So young Grace went to sea and proved a cracker.
Scared all those who dared attack her.
Swung her cutlass if you tried to whack her.
Take care!
She was brazen, she was valiant.
Sacked the Spanish and ravaged the Italians.
Soon she'd captured her very own galleon.
Beware!
I rounded up a crew to join me on the sea trail. Straight away I knew they would all be female.
Maidens with zest who'd never look back.
We'll sail east and west and joy went to crack.
Grace's crew of wenches had the fabulous adventures they desired.
Ladies laying waste to every rival ship they chased.
I'm inspired.
This countless crew's tongue's history was captained onto every victory by the finest pilots that history has seen.
Grace O'Malley,
Grace O'Malley, pirate queen.
Quiet, all quiet. The cook presents the epiphany cake. Whoever finds the dried old pea shall get their wish, whatever it be.
Whoever finds the dried old pea shall get their wish, whatever it be.
I have the pea! I have the pea!
Tis the end of Christmas night, and she has a pea.
Make a wish before midnight, and it will come true.
It will come true.
I shall be a pirate too.
Party's over, one and all, and this silly feast of misrule. Sensible people must get back to work, 'cause there's a pirate ship just out to sea. It belongs to Sir Diggory Piper, that contemptible viper. He's attempting to fire on Pendennis Castle whilst seizing a Spanish galleon laden with treasure, I expect. Oh, the pleasure that we'll get
from securing Sir Diggory Piper's arrest, ensuring we capture this swine we detest.
All things become mad.
So to bed with you all, and lock your doors.
All that's good turns to bad.
While we go and settle some pirate scores.
We're all made of cloth.
That said, it seems a storm is brewing,
'cause the world's upside down.
Perhaps that'll prove to be Piper's undoing. They're gone. What a relief. Now you can get back to your embroidery and lute lessons, darling.
Indeed.
And when do you think you'll be back, darling?
Maybe tomorrow, but it could be much longer. Piracy is the scourge of our times, and dealing with it is a man's business.
Goodbye, my love.
Don't rush back. A new year, a new resolution. What would Grace O'Malley do?
I shall be a pirate too.
Where's Pendennis Castle? All I see is black. And where's that Spanish caravel I want to attack? It's stuffed with gold and jewels that I ache to plunder. But Diggory Piper's not a fool, to sail now would be blunder. When a piratical poet's at sea, and he's finding it hard to see, perhaps it's time to cease piracy. Looks like quite a storm. I need to wrap up warm.
We're simple Spaniards longing to go home, sick of spray and salt, sick of froth and foam. We're very hungry, we're very cold, we've had it up to here, pretending to be bold.
Spain, Capitan.
We are near to Cornwall, the edge of England. Soon we will be in far friendlier seas. Until then, beware of
pirates, wreckers,
wrecks.
Indeed. We are safe for now, moored just off the coast, hiding in the darkness from those we fear the most.
Like pirates, wreckers,
wrecks.
Indeed.
Don Diego.
Si?
We must land.
No.
Don Felipe.
Si?
We'd be damned.
No.
Those Cornish are even wilder than the sea.
And there are pirates, wreckers,
wrecks.
Don't you see?
Si, si, si.
But we must go ashore. You may be the captain, but I pay the bills.
But what about the treasure?
No problem at all. The gold will stay well hidden behind the bales of wool.
See, but...
My wife and I are seasick, so we both implore, take us in a boat and land on Cornwall's shore. As peaceful merchants, we'll be received. Your crew can guard the Sonora.
Si, but...
Good, we're agreed.
Come, Doña Leonora.
Can anyone see anything out there?
No, sir. It's like a bitch, we swear.
Piper, I must capture that viper. Just make sure that your cannons are primed and ready.
Hearts of oak and reaction steady. We'll respond when Piper makes a move.
If he strikes a light, 'twill fatal prove.
Where's that Spanish caravel? I can't see anything at all. Who said being a pirate was easy? Look, boys, I don't want to boast, but I have composed a melancholy air about a unicorn. Allow me to share while we sit out this storm. You're sure to admire it. I'll grab my lute.
Call yourself a pirate?
That's very rude.
When will we see some action?
Boys, I commend your passion. But for now you will have to be patient.
Gazpacho is a torta y churro. Food so much better back home in the Euro.
Gazpacho is a torta.
Gazpacho chorizo, tuerto y choro. Food so much better back home in the Euro.
Gazpacho chorizo, terra firma.
Gazpacho chorizo, paella.
Deo gracias.
Gazpacho chorizo.
churro, gazpacho, chorizo. Torta y churro, gazpacho, chorizo. Torta y churro.
Getting choppy, boys. Let's cut through the noise with some music.
When can we attack?
Please, for now, forget blinged loot and enjoy my stringed lute. I'll play you that unicorn song that I wrote. Except I can't see a single note.
Boy, strike a lantern.
A light! Look, a light!
Take it! Take it!
Fire!
Down, 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 sing them all down. The song will have to wait.
Down, 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 sing them all down. Murderous on any scale, yet we sit by the glowing hearth and tittle tattle, gossip, prattle, chat and laugh. Thank the Lord that we're soft and sappy, keeps us warm and it makes men happy. Men are tilling the fields out there, ruffling chaps, hands twirling in the freezy. Thanks of saints, we were born to sew and darn and spin and cook and clean all day. Thank the Lord that we're soft and sappy, keeps us warm and it makes men happy.
Gardening still has to be done when you're soaked and frozen. Herding sheep is really no fun, not the life I'd have chosen. All men hear the call of the sea, life upon the waves thrills the soul and sets you free. Here we're simply slaves.
No, the sea's a horrible place, you won't find us there. Sickness, scurvy, salty sprays wreak havoc with one's hair.
Out there is the place to be, where adventure is afoot.
Answer ye this call of the sea, but us girls are staying put. Still it's glowing and mighty. Let's agree to disagree when considering a life at sea.
Pirate. But my lady, it's far too dangerous. Sir John has just captured Sir Diggory Piper. He tried to loot a Spanish caravel. They say he'll be taken to the tower.
He'll be flogged or hanged
or both.
Piper is a man, a vain and foolish sort. I'm a woman and I won't get caught. Women must be fearless, courageous and clever. That's if they want to succeed in manly endeavor. They must be cunning and sly, and I think you know why. The world wants to crush us, restrain us and hush us, smooth out our passions in piety, grace, imprison our spirits in corsets and lace. So I vow to you, I will be brave and clever. If I don't escape now, I'll be stuck here forever.
Lady, a strange ship has been spotted in the harbor. 'Tis seeking shelter from the storm. A rowboat has been launched and is heading for the shore.
It's that Spanish caravel with just a few men left on board. This could be time for us to raise some hell
and relieve them of their hoard.
Parry, lead a party to the shore and welcome them in. I sense a new life is about to begin.
A new life is about to begin.
Riu, riu, ciu, la guarda ribera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Riu, riu, ciu, la guarda ribera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Cuidado, amigos, we must speak English now. This is enemy country, these English are barbarous, unreliable, they will never be true Europeans.
My wife understands Don Diego, but she was educated in a convent. She speaks only Latin.
In vino veritas, ha 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 ha.
Say nothing,
nada.
Say nothing about your secret cargo. Nothing,
nada.
I shall say we are wool merchants. I will go on.
Ad nauseam.
Say nothing.
Ho! Friend or foe?
Friend, good senor.
Si, friend, good senor.
Say nothing.
Spaniards, eh?
I am Don Diego de Varga at your service. Capitan of the Sonora returning to Cadiz with a cargo of wool from Ireland. My passengers, Don Felipe,
hola,
and his wife,
salve.
We put into your harbor, seeking shelter from the storm.
Well, friends, your Spanish king may threaten war against our English queen. But here in Cornwall, these things matter little. At Arwenack House, we'll give you the welcome that you seek. My lady invites you to shelter in her home. Her cooks prepare food for you as we speak in situ.
Don't be concerned, poor thing, overeducated, speaks only Latin.
Indeed. You shall dine well at my lady's table, senora. You will not readily forget what we prepared for ya.
Ex aeunt omnes.
Ready? Is it all prepared?
Yes, it's all prepared.
Yes, the potion's ready. Yes, it's all prepared.
Good, very good. Put it in the welcome mead.
In the mead.
We'll put it in the welcome mead. In the mead.
I can see only four crew on the ship. And three others on the cliff path with Parry. This is so exciting. Now each of you needs a pirate name.
A pirate name.
Cicely, you'll be Skunkbeard. Susan, Scarblade. Ned, Wild Whiskers. Oswald, Old Hooky Man. One Eye, Betty. Bloody Bess.
My lady!
Shh.
We shall wear Monmouth caps and colored motley.
One Eye.
I'll seek up damask, sword-net, camlet, and of it all.
And I shall wear a feather in my hat, a cutlass at my waist. We'll raise the black flag, and I shall call myself Cutlass Kate.
Hooray! We're a pirate crew,
and we'll always be true. Fetch cutlasses, swords, and muskets, and make stink pots.
What are stink pots, Lady Mary?
Smelly bombs, Wild Whiskers.
Are they really necessary?
They're essential to overpower the enemy. Great chamber pots and privies rank, go search in places dark and dank, great pigsty and cattle pen, and if it makes you vomit, then throw it in the pot.
Be it sweaty, funky, slimy, full of maggots, greasy, grimy, he's a stitch and don't heal too, we'll add to our exotic crew. Throw them in the pot. We'll cook these rare ingredients.
Boil them down, we'll blend, condense, noxious odors, putrid, poopy,
in a concoction rich and gloopy.
This formula so violent, smelly, will turn sailors' legs to jelly.
Season it with snot, me hearties, harness your unfetted farties.
Throw them in the pot.
Just one sniff of this very stink, one tiny whiff will in a blink assault the nostrils, make them wheeze as they sink quickly to their knees.
Throw them in the pot.
Once the pots are sealed, I'd ask that you bring us each a mask.
For soon we'll attack that Spanish galleon.
Welcome, guests, to Cornwall and to Arwenack House. Please introduce yourselves as you quaff a glass of our local aperitif.
Don Diego, Capitan of the Sonora. Don Felipe, Doña Leonora. We bring you gifts of lace and satin.
But sadly, my wife speaks only Latin.
Ave Maria, etc.
The ancient tongue, what could be better?
A glass of mead for the sweet senora, made from Cornish bees. There's nothing purer.
Carpe diem. Ego non sequitur.
Very good for the stomach, you can be sure.
Another glass, there's plenty more.
If you refuse, you're such a bore.
You other chaps must not say no.
Just gulp it down, don't drink it slow.
The storm blew very fierce, we were
in extremis.
So we came ashore, just upon the premise we might find
consensus
and break down some fences.
We come in peace, our ship is full of first-class Irish spinning wool.
What?
No treasure in the hold.
No emeralds, rubies, silver, gold.
That's not what we've all been told.
No, just wool.
Per noctu somnolentu sum.
I think your wife might want her room.
And you look pale, Don Felipe.
I too am feeling sleepy.
We've been drugged. That's just so creepy.
Tie them up and throw them in the dungeon.
Because it's adventure you want to plunge in.
Parry, stop your mocking. Prepare my cutlass.
We're a pirate crew.
And we'll always be true. This adventure is not for the gutless.
We're a pirate crew.
And we'll always be true.
We'll capture that treasure-filled caravel with our brave hearts
and our filthy old smell.
We'll capture that treasure-filled caravel with our brave hearts, our filthy old smell. Ahoy!
So, Pepe, I'll raise you a groat. While they have all the luck, we are stuck on this boat.
I'll see you and raise you a farthing. Yes, they'll have eaten well while we're in hell, cold and starving.
They will have been snacking on heron and partridge, as befits advantaged people. We sleep on sacking, surrounded by garbage, and all we get to eat is weevil.
Right, Paco. I'll raise you a penny, and humbly thank the Lord for this hoard of finest cherry.
I'll see you, and I'll bet double, and toast that I, for one, hope they've run into trouble.
If they don't return, let's steal the swag. There's treasures underneath that wall.
Authority we'll spurn, we'll hoist our own flag, and sail away with pockets full. After all, last night was the feast of this roll.
Think of all that silver.
Think of all that gold.
It's me who's in trouble. I fault.
Are you plotting heresy, amigos? Planning mutiny, murder, and treachery?
We are loyal enough. Just wondering why some are born sailors
and others walk the land.
Why some are born rich?
The rest of us are poor.
Why some of us are mad?
Yada, yada, yada.
All that sherry has made you merry. Storm's over, so no more booze.
Now that the seas are calm, we'll come to no more harm. It's time to snooze.
Whiskers tie up each and every roughneck.
This'll be why it's called a poop deck.
Powder pistols, stop being snooty.
Commander sisters, looking for the booty.
Look for riches hidden in the rigging and the mizzen and the gunwales. Roam to the beach and conceal them out of reach in the tunnels. Tomorrow we set sail for Ireland, for our new lives as pirates.
That's what grades are about.